Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. Today we're going to be talking with Rich Marianos from the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network about the illicit vapes going through our community. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
It's the most wonderful time to win during the $125,000 holiday cash frenzy at Tamarack Casino. Every Saturday, unwrap thousands in cash and free play. Don't miss the grand finale December 27th. We're gifting $20,000 in cash guaranteed. Tis the season for good times at Tamarack Casino.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. And today I'm talking with Rich Marianos from the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network. Rich, it's your first time with Nevada Newsmakers, so welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me today, and I appreciate you giving me the time to talk about this important issue.
Well, it is important. So tell us a little bit about you and also about the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network.
Well, currently I'm a professor at Georgetown University, retired assistant director with ATF. I was very blessed throughout my career to work with some of the finest law enforcement officers and agents around the country. And now I put together this Tobacco Law Enforcement Network with other very distinguished law enforcement executives and teachers, school resource officers. And it is designed to bring awareness to this growing problem of the criminal vape issue in the United States, and also to help law enforcement in best practices and give them, you know, tips and training on how to deal with this epidemic, as, you know, we call it.
Well, yeah, we had a vape at Douglas High School not too long ago that was apparently had fentanyl in it. So this is a growing issue. So in doing a little research for this, it's kind of like the broken window theory, I think, is what you guys were using the analogy of. So it's like if you see a broken window, then that leads to more crime. And vapes are sort of that, I guess that's this situation is kind of a, if they start doing this, it just leads to worse and worse crimes. But what is the mission of the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network?
Well, our mission is exactly what you said, is to explain and let law enforcement understand that it's not just a vape shop, that it's very similar to criminal activity that needs to be cleaned up. Because if you clean up the neighborhood, just like the broken windows theory, it creates a better environment. And if you go anywhere, you can't kick a soccer ball with not hitting a vape shop. Yeah. And in this economic environment in which brick and mortar stores are closing all over the place, it's just crazy how these vape shops are increasing, and they're coming up and popping up like squirrels in pop-a-mole. What we are trying to do is identify the problem, and the problem exists that these shops are a front for a tremendous amount of criminal activity, in which many are money laundering because they're using these vapes as a cash business. Many are selling other narcotics, as you talked before about a student getting caught with fentanyl in their vape pen. They're carrying guns, and they're involved in a plethora of other things, not just selling vapes. And then when you get into the vape sales, how dangerous they are because the people that are behind them.
So I was reading that 86% of U.S. e-cigarette sales now come from illicit products. I don't think a lot of us understand that these vapes are not being made in America by good companies. They're coming from China and elsewhere. So how are these products getting into America?
Well, it's a great question. And these products are getting into the United States through China. China is the one that is manufacturing these illegal products that are all contraband. This 86% number is very accurate because it depicts the amount of products that is controlled by the Chinese government that is being funneled into the United States illegally. And these are all high-value targets in China that are behind the manufacture and distribution of these products. What's important to understand is, and it is part of our narrative as a nation right now, that China is our number one threat to national security. But on the other hand, they're making these products that our kids are using that are contaminating our communities to the tunes of hundreds of billions of dollars a year illegally that's being funneled back to the Chinese government. And these aren't the products that they were originally designed for. When e-cigarettes came out and the industry was regulated by the FDA, they were for tobacco harm reduction to get people away from combustible cigarettes. What happened is the Chinese took advantage of the marketplace, swept in, and now they control the majority of this initiative that started it out very, very well and turned it into a unique criminal marketplace that threatens every one of us.
Okay, this is not a fun interview. I gotta tell you, this is scary. It's shocking that these are legitimate stores selling illicit products.
Well, I don't want to paint the brush so broadly that every one of these vape shops is
Right.
involved in illegal activity because that's
Okay.
not fair. There are some mom and pop shops. There are some people out there that do cooperate with law enforcement. They sell those legal products that are regulated by the FDA. They abide by the law. But that's not the case of what we're talking about here. We're talking about those that are selling contraband. They're also involved in selling these synthetic narcotics that are carrying guns, that are laundering money. And in the case of a recent example in Laredo, where one of these vape shops was digging a tunnel at the border to work a cooperative mission with the cartels to smuggle products in and out of the vape shop. So there's high, again, I want to reiterate, high value targets that are behind this criminal initiative.
Oh, this is just shocking. It really is. But there are legitimate products. How does a store owner know that he's got an illicit product, a legitimate product?
Well, the FDA has a website that will talk about those that are regulated, but the majority of the manufacturers in the United States are abiding by the law. They're abiding by the regulations, and the FDA has granted them approval to sell, again, for tobacco harm reduction, because the idea was, I'm not a smoker, but smoking is not good for ourselves. We've learned that from the Surgeon General. These were designed to try to get people away from it and even quit in the best instance. Those are the ones that are the good ones. Those are the ones that, if you want to say they're good or bad, those are the ones that are regulated and approved as a blessing to sell. The other ones, the candy-coated flavors with cartoon characters and Tutti Frutti and all the ones that appeal to children, are the dangerous ones. And you can find them in any shop. And that's the hard part, is how to distinguish the difference. And there, you can go on the FDA website that classifies which ones that are regulated and sold. But the majority, like I said, 8 out of 10 of these products are illegal contraband and have no business in commerce.
So how do stores, so in Nevada, if you want to sell liquor, you have to go through a distributor to get the liquor. And generally that distributor has validated that product. Is there a distributor for vapes or cigarettes, or are they just sold manufactured directly to a store?
No, there's some illegal distributors, as we saw recently in Chicago. There was an Operation Vape in which the Attorney General and RFK Jr. Did a press conference in which law enforcement had a distributor, and they seized millions upon millions of dollars of illegal product. So they do come in through China to a criminal distributor, and then that distributor sells from websites to specific order forms taken directly or through various nefarious means to get those products out into these shops, or worse, in the hands of individuals who buy these products and sell them out of backpacks, trunks of cars, grocery bags to our kids who become addicted and are just vulnerable to these criminal means.
Well, they're also unfortunately dying too. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back after this.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
This holiday season, say aloha to winning big with the Carson Valley Inn's $250,000 Hawaiian holiday giveaways. Unwrap the fun with $500 Southwest gift cards and mini vacations every Saturday. And 60 grand in grand prize Hawaiian vacations or cash. The islands are calling, only at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. And I'm joined today by Rich Marianis, who is for the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network. So, Rich, we were talking a little bit about these local vape shops essentially not being a great place to hang out anymore, huh?
No, they're not. And what people have to understand is the unintended consequences surrounding some of these criminal dens. With our network, we have been traveling around the country teaching law enforcement about and narcotics units and violent crime units about the dangers associated with these vape shops. And some things that people need to understand is when I refer to them as the new crack houses, I really mean that because the amount of cash money that they're not paying taxes on to the amount of criminal activity and narcotics that's being sold at these locations, many of these owners are carrying guns and many are of our nefarious, what I call stick-up men, gangbangers. People that are looking for a quick buck are now robbing vape shops because it's, again, selling criminal products. So in many cases, the crook out there is realizing, well, who are they going to complain to? They're not going to complain to the nine. You're not going to call 911 and say they stole all my legal vapes. They stole all my cash that I'm laundering. They came and stole my two illegal guns. So the robberies have increased almost 1,000% in the last 5 years, in which individuals are counter-jumping, they're beating the cashier, they're taking the vape products like Santa Claus in gigantic bags and going after the cash, going after their guns, or in some cases, the proprietor is getting in a gunfight with somebody's robbers coming in, and it jeopardizes the safety of the entire shopping center complex. That people may be there at the nail shop next door to the 7-Eleven in the middle of the complex that become a safety concern because now we have running gunfights. If you just Google vape robberies in 2025, you will see a plethora of activity surrounding this because it's become part of the stick-up man in the criminal portfolio as a quick way for money and a quick way to gather these products and then sell them on the street at a high level of profit.
And with no tracking, I mean, you don't know where these products came from. They were stolen. And then if somebody dies from a fentanyl overdose, you don't know where this even came from. So you can't even track it.
Exactly. And that's a whole other issue now in terms of the unintended consequences are those that are using these systems and playing professor, modifying them and using them for also a narcotics delivery system, like in your area, the fentanyl, the marijuana, the cocaine. There's been instances all over the United States, again, in the last 5 years, where what I call the vape professor gets in his basement and he starts modifying these devices as a narcotics delivery system, which is more than against the law. It becomes extremely dangerous for people's health and welfare. And it passes on sometimes through generations nowadays in which individuals get not just so addicted to these vapes, then they get led down the trail of the criminal vape that's infused with narcotics.
So you said Professor making vapes reminds me of Breaking Bad and how that went bad, right?
I just remember when I was a kid on Underdog, Simon Bar Sinister. Remember, he's in the thing making those things. And that's what I always think about him when we teach these things of these, you know, what I call the fake professor that's always looking to make a buck. And that's what you actually have down in their dingy, dirty basement, buying a bunch of these illegal products and modifying them so they can get more adults addicted.
Oh, it is frightening. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games, it's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers with Rich Marianos from the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network. So we were talking about how do you tell an illegal vape from a legal vape? I mean, let's say you're a parent. How do you know what's a legal product? From what I remember, the FDA did ban fruit-flavored vapes. So it seems like, I guess, anything that's fruit-flavored might not be legal?
You're 100% right on this subject, because okay. I will tell you that what is illegal are things like this. It's a Mike Tyson brand 700 puff peach mango, or we have Elf Bar, the 700 puff ultra watermelon ice, or the Escobar, Grape Ice. These are products that are 100% contraband being sold out of vape shops today, in which they are specifically made to entice the younger generation and get people hooked on these products. These are no way near close to what's out there for tobacco harm reduction to get people away from smoking. They're completely designed to hook young adults and also fill the coffers of these high-level Chinese organized crime units that are profiting from the addiction in the United States.
So who is supposed to be monitoring the import of vape products? Is it the FDA? I mean, I imagine it's the federal government. Is it the DEA? Why are so many products getting into America?
Well, the products that have come into the United States have come in extremely fast. This is something that has taken a huge amount of inertia in the last 5 years. And to be frank, law enforcement needs to get tougher and hit them faster because it has taken a back seat for a long period of time. But now that we have the information, it is giving us the ability to be protective and proactive in our intelligence and go after the right criminals. The administration has done a great job in the last month of providing $200 million to the FDA for enforcement. But in reality, that money needs to be given to the states. It needs to be pushed down to law enforcement in Nevada, California, Pennsylvania, Florida, all over the nation, so they can take aggressive approaches towards these locations. It needs to get out of the 202 area code, these monies, and being put in the local areas that need it for education in schools, for counselors, school resource officers, local police, so they can begin to disrupt this criminal environment, i.e. these illegal vape shops. And then the higher level organizations like DEA, FBI, that are looking at high value targets and organized crime, such as the Chinese government, can gather that information and identify where the money is going, where the products are coming from, and put a stop to the criminal import of these dangerous devices.
So what is the best advice for local law enforcement? Looking at targeting these shops and coming in and invading these shops? Or, I mean, what's the most effective thing law enforcement should be doing right now?
Well, if I was king, I would develop a strategy in my area to identify what the problem are and inspect these locations. Are they licensed? Are they selling these illegal products that are not on the state registries? And what is going on in these shops? Because there is not a violent crime, plainclothes officer, narcotics detective that is not interested in recovering criminal narcotics, guns, illegal monies, and putting some of these actors that are traffickers out of business. By doing so, we'll begin to spread the word that, hey, look, these shops, it's not worth my while, or we're going to jail for a plethora of things other than these vapes, and you're going to see almost a direct turn in how these things are being looked at and what's being done. And if you go onto Google and just Google, you know, vape crimes in 2024, 2025, the people that are making the difference are those in law enforcement, that local law enforcement, that have a strategy and that are going out routinely inspecting these shops and taking these dirty offenders off the street. But it needs to be that cooperative effort. The federal government needs to continue to support it with money. And we need to educate our parents and our young adults of the dangers and who's behind it. And it's not just some, hey, it's cool to vape. It's dangerous to vape. It is criminal to vape. And the places you're getting these vape products from are very, very dangerous offenders.
Well, I know that we tried to create a directory in Nevada, SB 435, last session. It didn't go anywhere. But it seems like a state directory would be a good place to start to just list the products that are legal and illegal. Is that being done in other states?
It is being done in other states. And some of the successful operations in other states are those that are just putting together, let's say, on one laminated sheet of those that are regulated and that have adopted, the state has given them the policy to sell these. And then everything else is illegal. It's that simple. And they'll go out and check do these people have licenses? Who has granted the license? Or is there reasonable suspicion that criminal activity is afoot? Like looking up and are they selling Elf Bar, Tyson, or any of these illegal products? And then search incident to arrest, go in and begin to take these offenders out of these shops and into handcuffs.
So I know the people behind the registry was actually the convenience store folks. So the 7-Elevens and the and I guess even the Retail Federation. Are you getting cooperation from retailers on this effort?
The retailers and the Retail Association are some of our best partners. The convenience stores associations, whether you're local or national, are working with us every day to make sure that we get this message out and understand that there's a difference, that they're abiding by the law for the most part. And the ones that aren't on or aren't abiding by the registry, they're providing who they are, where they are, and what criminal activity is afoot there. So they are some of our best fans and our best supporters. And I give credit to many of them that understand this issue and want to make sure something's done. So if we do a training with the Texas Department of Public Safety, if we do a training with the Los Angeles Police Department, and we provide these examples, they're supportive in making sure the right message is out and they know who the offenders are rather than the ones they're supporting a strong, solid initiative towards public safety.
Well, Rich, thank you very much for this information. And we will definitely, I'd love to have you back on in a few months to see how Nevada is doing and how, if we're getting that money out to our local law enforcement. So again, thank you, Rich. We appreciate your time.
We'll thank you so much for the honor and the opportunity. And I wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. We'll be right back after this.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Thank you for watching or listening. You can catch us anytime at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thanks again.